Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. This week's episode is about being happy. When I was in college, I was fortunate to have attended a small school in Milwaukee, Cardinal Stritch. I was a history, political science major, and I minored in physical geography. However, I was also training to be a teacher. In the education college, I was very lucky to be surrounded by some great instructors, and one day one of our instructors, who I frankly thought was a little kooky back then, came in, as she always did, in her eccentric clothing, and asked us to discuss how we would enter our classroom every day once we began teaching. I remember this moment because it turned out to be a pivotal moment for me. You see, this professor was a little different. She was a self-proclaimed practicing hippie in the early 1990s. She talked freely about her life and was an intellectual and very easy to be around. And she frequently reminded us that we had total control of our lives. So at the beginning of class, Professor Mary told us to be prepared to demonstrate how we were going to walk into the classroom every day. After she said that we had to demonstrate it, I was like, what? I have to walk into the room and pretend that I'm walking into a classroom as if I was a teacher? I probably rolled my eyes with enough force to flip out of my chair. But she noticed. Theodore, that's what she called me to keep me humble, you're first. As I walked out of the classroom as if my feet weighed 1,000,000 pounds, she said to me, Theodore, I want you to remember one thing before you walk back into this room. Every day, you as a teacher decide if you're going to flip on the switch and if you're going to turn on the lights. And you better turn on the lights and burn bright. Shine for the students and be happy to be there, because if you're not shining, neither will the kids. So however you choose to walk in that door, you remember this, your kids are going to respond to how you walk in that door. So, as I walked out the door, I flipped the lights off and closed the door. I stood there in the hall for a minute thinking about how I was going to walk back in and how much I dreaded having to do this and that she was making me do it. And then I remembered what type of person made me happy. So I turned, I busted the door open, I flipped on the light, and I let out a big whoop going, hey, who wants to learn about constitutional law today? She laughed, the class laughed at me because I was laughing pretty hard at the situation, and we had a good time. However, what stuck with me to this day and shaped me in that moment was that I was a teacher and that all of us as leaders set the tone. We make the mood and we create the environment for ourselves and others. Happiness, enthusiasm, optimism, and courage are a choice, and they're contagious. So as a leader, how are you modeling happiness? What are you doing to light up the world around you, and how are you working on your own happiness? Like everything else, happiness is a choice and a mindset. Listen to this classic.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy now.
Happiness is a key driver for success, engagement, and satisfaction. So why is it that when people are surveyed, they spend so much time not working on being happy, but instead worrying about what they can't control? A full 40% of the things people worry about never actually happen. That hinders happiness. 30% of what people worry about has already happened and can't even be changed. Why is it that we actually deter our own happiness? The research is kind of frightening when we look at how people think and prepare for life. This past week, I was fortunate enough to be listening to the author Kathy Lassiter, and she asked us to guess what percentage of self-talk was negative. In other words, when you're thinking to yourself or talking to yourself, which, by the way, talking to yourself does not make you crazy. It makes you smarter and emotionally more grounded. But anyways, the point is when you self-talk, you tend to be negative. But how negative? What percentage do you think of the time that you self-talk is negative? 50%? 75%? No. It's 95% of the time people engage in self-talk, it's negative. Now, second thing to consider is who you surround yourself with. Negativity breeds negativity, and happiness fuels happiness. Surrounding yourself with crazy old fun hippies is going to make you happier and more fun. And hanging out with pessimistic Pete is going to make you pessimistic. The question then becomes, how can we practice happiness? There's a bajillion books on this, but looking at human nature, look at what teaches us the keys to happiness. And there are seven of them. There are seven that I believe that we should all subscribe to. Number one, friendships. Find friends of diverse mindset and positive attitude. Happiness friends are the people who will challenge you, force you to see other points of view, and blindly accept you for your faults. A key quality to true friends is empathy and surrounding yourself with brightly shining people who will lift you to where you need to be. Second, practicing kindness makes you happy. Simple and easy. Kindness. Here's the test. You ever met an angry person who's kind? Doubt it. Kindness is a fuel for happiness. Three, movement. Sad people sit a lot, keeping the blood slow and the brain drained. Happy people move, pumping blood to the brain and refreshing everything within. It allows you to feel different and energized. The more you move, the more you energize the body and soul. You know what? Not too many pessimistic marathoners out there, huh? Number four, getting caught up in what you are doing is another happiness fuel source. Have you ever been doing something and suddenly hours have passed, yet you're totally fine with it? Losing track of time is actually data for your happiness. The saying goes, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. That's actually an indicator of happiness. We all have bad days at school and work, but every day we should be purposeful in finding something that causes us to lose track of time. Number five, purposeful reflection is key. In an earlier podcast, I suggested that you set your mindset before you go to bed. Want to wake up happy? Ask yourself before you go to bed, what did I do well for others today? And then ask yourself, what am I going to do better for others tomorrow? Or if you want to focus on pure happiness, ask yourself, what did I do today to make myself happy? And what will I do tomorrow to make myself happier? Six, having a set of guiding principles. This is what I believe in and I'm sticking to it. What matters to you most and what are you sticking to? Integrity, excellence, and wisdom. Those are mine, and I find myself in a pretty good state of mind when I'm following those core principles. And seven, and final, being optimistic and surrounding yourself with optimistic people. Optimists have an obligation to shift the mindsets of everyone they meet. If you meet someone who has a dark cloud over them all of the time, throw them some optimistic shade and provide them an umbrella of happiness. Remember, they are worrying about things that are never going to happen or things that have already happened, and you can bring happiness to their day by being optimistic. Being happy is a competitive advantage. Kids who are around happy adults learn how to be happy. Think about the happiest person you know. They more than likely practice everything we just talked about, but they also look for people in their lives that are happier than them, and they work at being happy. People who live happiness have friends and spouses who are always asking the same question. Hey, is he always like that? Is she really like that all of the time? And this is usually responded to with a smile by their spouse or friend, and they say, yep, that's how they really are. It surprises so many people because most people choose the mindset of pessimism and look upon truly happy people like they're a little kooky. School's easier if you're happier. Relationships are easier if you're happy. Adversity is less challenging if you're happy. And disappointment seems to provide opportunities to those that are cheerful. In an age where so many are struggling, the world needs more people to simply be happy, show gratitude, and lead by example. This week, I want you to think about how you will walk into every room. Can you flip the switch when you walk into every environment and burn bright with optimism like a leader? So let's do some smart thinking. Will you find a way to persevere when faced with an unhappy situation and model for others the strength it takes to be an optimist? How are you going to serve others this week by modeling happiness? Of the qualities discussed before about happy people, what one area can you focus on this week so that you can grow your own happiness? And finally, who's the least happy person you know? and how can you shine a lot of light on them this week to help heat their spirit? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. I have a favor to ask this week. Can you share this in other episodes? My mission in doing this podcast is to support the leadership of as many people as possible. And too often we forget to keep reflecting and growing all the people around us. And it's really important to me to help as many people grow as possible. My personal mission is to help people become Buffalo leaders so that they can serve as many other people as possible. Also, thanks to the Wellpennies for their music. And finally, I want to thank my good friend Mike Haynes for suggesting I explore this topic of happiness. As he stated in a text to me, "Ted, everything we do in life's pursuit of goals is worthless unless we first take care of being happy, healthy, and creative."
Every color's faded, everyone is waiting on. There's a song horizon, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? There's a song horizon, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? Shake the world with me. Shake the world with me.